السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وعلى صحبك وعلى من تبعك بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I bear witness that there is no other God but Allah, praise to Him, who sent His messengers to guide humanity from the darkness of ignorance to the blessings of His mercy. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the seal of all messengers of Allah. May Allah send peace and blessings to his soul and to the souls of his wives, his descendants, his companions, and the believers until the day of judgment. Ameen. My khutbah today is a reflection about the open house day that we had in May 9, in which we invited the community in Northwest Georgia, and Dalton in particular, to visit us here in the masjid under the title Meeting Your Muslim Neighbor. It was a very beautiful event. Some of you attended it, and I wish when we have another event that more brothers and sisters would attend for the benefit to yourself, but also to meet our neighbors from other faiths in Dalton. The people who came were nice, and they were asking very nice questions. They were friendly, and we thank all of them for coming. And if there is another event, we invited them again to come. Among the people who talked to me and asked me some questions, this is the topic of the khutbah. That person pointed to two issues. The first one, and I don't want to identify the person, I will just talk in general. These two issues are of importance for our friends in the community from other faiths. The first one, that person was thrilled, very happy to know that Allah, praise to him, sent Jibreel, peace be to him, Gabriel in English, with his message to Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, peace and blessing be upon him, in 23 years, giving him gradual instructions until the message was completed the year before he died alayhi salatu wasalam, peace and blessing be upon him. In particular, Jibreel, peace be upon him, reviewed the Holy Quran, the entire Holy Quran, with the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him. And the last verse of the Holy Quran was descended. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Today I have perfected your religion to you, and I completed it, and I have approved Islam as your religion. The reason this person told me was so moving to know about that is that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, in English Jesus Christ, stayed preaching only 3.5 years. His ministry, his mission on earth, when Allah, praise to him, decided that he would start his mission until he lifted him to him in heavens, it was 3.5 years according to the biblical scholars. And actually his mission was interrupted. He did not complete it. So that person was so moved to know about that because she was thinking all the time about the incomplete mission of Jesus Christ, and that whatever is left behind him was not really perfected or finalized, neither by Jibreel, peace be to him, nor by Jesus Christ, peace be to him. So, and she had this thought for some time when she knew that the Holy Quran was reviewed. And actually, we have a hadith from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, peace be to him, that Jibreel would descend every Ramadan to review the Holy Quran with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. But the last year, they did it twice to make sure that this is what Allah, praise to him, wants This is the message that Allah wants Sayyidina Muhammad, peace be to him, to leave to humanity to guide them. And it was so moving for that person. But she asked me about whether we have the idea of grace in Islam. And I said yes. And we define it as God's mercy. And it's a very important philosophical topic to speak about. The idea is that no matter what we do on earth, it is Allah's mercy, God's mercy, that would allow us to enter Jannah and paradise. In other faiths, they take this idea of God's mercy or God's grace as a blank check that would allow you to go to paradise, and Allah doesn't need your deeds, your work. And I said, absolutely not. If you have a true faith, then your deeds would support the faith. Actually, how can we get God's grace? How do we get God's mercy? We get God's mercy and God's grace by our good deeds. Of course, after faith. You have to have faith first. You have to follow the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then your deeds would support this faith and would grant you the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. في الصحيحين عن فاطمة رضي الله عنها أنها قالت أسر إلي أي النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أي أنه حدثها سرا فقال إن جبريل كان يعارضني القرآن كل سنة مرة وأنه عارضني العام آخر عام مرتين ولا أرى الأجل إلا قد اقترب. The information I spoke at the beginning as an introduction is based on several verses from the Holy Quran and a hadith. Among the famous hadith is a hadith narrated by Fatima, the daughter of the Prophet, may Allah be pleased with her, that the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, told her that Jibreel, peace be to him, would come and study the Quran and review it with him once a year, whatever was revealed until that year. Except the last year of his life, may Allah be pleased with him and peace and blessing be upon him, then Jibreel did it with him twice to make sure that the message is complete. وفي مسند أحمد عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنه أنه قال أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان من أجود الناس وأجود ما يكون في رمضان حين يلقاه جبريل يلقاه كل ليلة يدارسه القرآن فكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حين يلقاه جبريل أجود من الريح المرسلة. This is a hadith in Musnad Ahmad, narrated from the companion Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him. He said, the messenger of Allah, peace and blessing be upon him, was the most generous among people. And in particular, he would be most generous after meeting with Jibreel, peace be to him, who would come and in Ramadan to study and review the Holy Quran with him. And after that, then the Prophet ﷺ would be as generous as the flowing wind, meaning the wind taking everything, leaving everything actually in his home عليه الصلاة والسلام. From the verses that would be about this theme, In Surah An-Nahl, this is chapter 16, verse 44. Allah Azza wa Jalla يقول أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وأنزلنا إليك الذكرى لتبين للناس ما نزل إليهم ولعلهم يتفكرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is claiming that he is the one who descended al-Qur'an al-Kareem, dhikr here. And in order for the Prophet to teach the people about it. Why is this verse very important? It's a declaration that this Qur'an is from Allah. It's his. He is the author. When you look at other books, no such claim is there. Usually it's a chapter is written by somebody, a rabbi, a judge, maybe a king, maybe a person. And of course, some of the Old Testament is mentioned about Musa, Kitab Musa, Book of Moses. May Allah be pleased with him. Peace and blessing be upon him. But the entire Holy Quran is authored by Allah, praise to him, who wanted to leave this message to humanity. Not only that, Allah said and told us in Surah Al-Hijr, chapter 15, verse 9, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَى وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. We have descended the Holy Quran and we are guarding it. Guarding it against any attempt to change it. Other books did not have this protection. And in particular, no study or review of these books, but no claim, no promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise to him, to protect these books. Even the Holy Quran states, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise to him, states in the Holy Quran, even if the Prophet, peace be to him, tries to change anything in the Holy Quran, he cannot do that. And this is in Surah Al-Haqqa, chapter 69 of the Holy Quran, verses 43-47. يقول الله عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنه لقول رسول كريم تنزيل من رب العالمين ولو تقول علينا بعض الأقاويل لأخذنا منه باليمين ثم لقطعنا منه الوتين فما منكم من أحد عنه حاجزين صدق الله العظيم. This saying, Allah is telling humanity, this Quran is told to you by our noble messenger Muhammad, peace be upon him. And it is revealed by the Lord of the worlds. And if that messenger tries to change a little bit, بعض الأقاويل, some saying, we would punish him with our right hands. This is Allah, praise to him, speaking about Muhammad, peace be, and blessing be upon him, the mercy for humanity. Then, after punishing him with God's hand, then his aorta, this is the major vein coming from the heart to the brain, would be cut. لَقَطَعْنَا مِنْهُ الْوَتِينَ. الْوَتِين is the major vein of the heart. فَمَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ عَنْهُ حَجْزٍ. And nobody in the entire humanity can stop that, can protect him from us. So if the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, who has the most unique status with Allah Azza wa Jal, cannot change, and he would be punished if he has attempted to change, what about others? You cannot have more emphatic, more stressed, more powerful statement about God's protection of the Holy Quran, and that it will never be changed. And whoever who will try to do that, God will interfere against him. So this is the first topic about Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam and his preempted, interrupted ministry on earth. And I was asked about the nature of Sayyidina Isa, Jesus Christ, and I said, we as Muslim, we believe he's a noble messenger of Allah. He is one of the five Ulul Azm, the ones with good, strong will, who would challenge humanity to tell the message. And no matter what the plots were, he told what he was supposed to tell to humanity, and they conspired against him and they plotted against him, and Allah, praise to him, lifted him, and he is alive in heavens, and someday he will be back and Muslims will be in support of him. So we believe in Isa alayhi salam and Jesus Christ as a noble, one of the noble messengers of Allah, praise to him. And the conclusion, the lady, four brothers and sisters who joined us after I started, I'm talking about the day we have the open day, and our brothers and sisters from other faiths came and shared with us. And I'm talking about a lady who was thrilled, very happy to know that the Holy Quran was reviewed by Jibreel with the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon both of them, and in order to make sure this is the guidance for humanity until the Day of Judgment. So this is the first topic. The second topic is about grace, God's mercy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in several ayat, he's telling us, we read it in every, whenever we start any surah, we start with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, or the beneficent and the merciful. Beneficent means he benefits all creations, and merciful in particular, giving more mercy to the believers. We do that throughout the Holy Quran. The Basmala, the name of Allah, is mentioned, but also in so many verses, like in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 162. وَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ. Your God is one God, not a Trinity, like they say, God, according to their saying, is Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, he is one God, and he is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the beneficent and the merciful. So his nature is mercy. And by his mercy, we enter paradise, inshallah. Yes, our actions, like I said, will give us the credential to get his mercy, but it is his mercy that would allow us to get there. In Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 84, يقول عز وجل, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته لاتبعتم الشيطان إلا قليلا. Without the favors of Allah and his mercy on you, a lot of people, in fact, most people, may be following the shaitan. Only few people would be saved. So even the faith that we have, it's really a favor from Allah Azza wa Jal. It's guidance. In Surah Al-A'raf, this is chapter 7, verse 156, يقول عز وجل, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. First, he states, his mercy encompasses everything, everything we can imagine. He is most merciful. But he will write it to those who are righteous. Righteous here means those who do good deeds. Examples, وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ, those who give charity, and those who believe in the verses of Allah Azza wa Jalla. In another verse that we are really entering paradise, inshallah, by his mercy, not by our actions only. The actions are important to for him to grant us the mercy. And this is Surah An-Nahl, chapter 16, verse 61. يقول عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولو يؤاخذ الله الناس بظلمهم ما ترك عليها من دابة ولكن يؤخرهم إلى أجل مسمى فإذا جاء أجلهم لا يستأخرون ساعة ولا يستقدمون. If Allah, praise to Him, would impose blame, if Allah would blame somebody, in this case, الناس, if Allah would blame people using what they do to themselves and to others. الظلم in the Holy Quran means that a person does injustice to himself or to others or both. How do you do injustice to yourself? By being disobedient, doing, wal-iyadu billah, bad things. And doing injustice to other people, not treating them fairly. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to take us, to hold us accountable to our bad deeds, then nobody would be left on earth unpunished. ما ترك عليها من دابة. Nobody would be. So actually the fact that we are still here and step on the land, on earth, this is God's mercy. Those who still, of course, in previous ministries, previous missions of previous messengers of Allah, the punishment was for al-kafirun, those who reject the faith, the punishment was instantaneous. During the life of the messengers, like what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished the people of Nuh, or the people who rejected Ibrahim alayhi salam, or the case of the Pharaoh in Egypt, or Ad, or Thamud. Those who rejected the faith after being warned, after being given the message, they were punished on the spot during their life. But with this everlasting message of guidance to humanity, with the Holy Quran, with the final completion of God's message to humanity, punishment is delayed. So those who are oppressors, then their punishment will be delayed for a specific time, and they cannot prevent that no matter what they do. And in another ayah, this is Fatir, chapter 35, verse 45, it's the same meaning exactly, but instead the word بِظُلْمِهِمْ, Allah prays to him, said بِمَا كَسَبُوا وَلَوْ يُؤَخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَبُوا مَا تَرَكَ عَلَى ظَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ. And if Allah holds people accountable to blame them for what they earned, then few people would be saved, or most of us may be punished as a result. So the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't punish us is His mercy. So the concept of mercy is very well established in the Holy Quran, in the entire Islamic faith. It's not just like in other faiths, you just say, I am saved, and do whatever you want to do. No, your faith should be followed with good deeds, with righteous deeds that confirm this faith. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you His mercy, and you will be everlasting in paradise, inshallah. Ameen. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is very close and He is very near, and He promised that your answer, inshallah, sincerely will be answered. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لن يدخل أحد منكم الجنة بعمله، بعمله فقط يعني المعنى. قالوا الصحابة عليهم رضوان الله: ولا أنت يا رسول الله؟ قال: ولا أنا إلا أن يتغمدني الله برحمته. So even the hadith, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام is telling his companion, nobody will enter paradise, as scholars explain it, with his actions only, good deeds only. There has to be faith. For example, you may find somebody who is doing good deeds, but they don't have faith, they don't believe in Allah. For example, are they going to enter paradise? The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام is telling, the deeds alone are not guarantee for people to enter. And then the companion asked the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, even you, O Messenger of Allah, he said, even me, unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower us, grant us his mercy. So it's the mercy is established corner of our faith. Mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقد ثبت عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث قدسي أنه قال: يقول الله عز وجل: من ذكرني في نفسه ذكرته في نفسي، ومن ذكرني في ملأ ذكرته في ملأ خير منه، ومن تقرب إلي شبرا تقربت منه ذراعا، ومن تقرب مني ذراعا تقربت منه باعا، ومن أتاني يمشي أتيته هرولة. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. To show you how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy and rejoicing for our good deeds and our attempt to be close to Him, to go back to Him. He's so excited. This hadith, and this is hadith Qudsi, meaning the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام is narrating that Allah said to him. So it's not just saying of the Prophet, it's not Quran. Quran is what Jibreel عليه السلام, peace be to him, told the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, this is Quran, these are the words of Allah, it should be written this way, in this surah, in this position, and they reviewed that. Hadith Qudsi means narrations. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام talking to Allah, praise to him, and Allah talking to him, and he said, Allah said. But it's not Quran. In this hadith, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام says, Allah, praise to him, says, whoever among you mentions me, or remembers me, or my translation, thinks about me. Whoever among you thinks about me, means thinking about Allah. If you think about Allah in your inside yourself, Allah will think about you inside himself. Imagine how much beautiful is that. So you think about Allah, Allah is thinking about you. وَمَنْ ذَكَرَنِي فِي مَلَئٍ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي مَلَئٍ خَيْرٌ مِنْهُ. And whoever mentions me among a group of people, I will mention him among a better group of people. Meaning you do a little and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do more for you. وَمَنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ شِبْرًا تَقَرَّبْتُ مِنْهُ ذِرَاعًا. And if you get closer to Allah, a hand length, this shibr, hand length, Allah will get closer to you an arm length. وَمَنْ تَقَرَّبَ مِنِّي ذِرَاعًا تَقَرَّبْتُ مِنْهُ بَاعًا. And if you get closer, you attempt to get closer to Allah an arm length, He would get closer to you a ba' length, means two arm lengths. وَمَنْ أَتَانِي يَمْشِي. And whoever comes to me walking, I'll come to him running. أتيته هرولة. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اجعلنا من المؤمنين الصالحين. المستحقين لنعمة الله ورحمته. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا دينا إلا سددته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا غائبا إلا رددته، ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. اللهم أنزل رحمتك على بلاد المسلمين، اللهم أنزل سلامك على الأرض كلها يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وأقم الصلاة، إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استقيموا واعتدلوا واكملوا الصفوف. Straighten the lines and complete them. It's a song. الله أكبر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أهل الكتاب لا تغلوا في الله، يا أهل الكتاب لا تغلوا في دينكم، ولا تقولوا على الله إلا الحق. إنما المسيح عيسى ابن مريم رسول الله، وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم وروح منه، ولا تقولوا ثلاثة انتهوا خيرا لكم، إنما الله إله واحد، سبحانه أن يكون له ولد، له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض، وكفى بالله وكيلا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. لن يستنكف المسيح أن يكون عبدا لله، ولا الملائكة المقربون، ومن يستنكف عن عبادته ويستكبر فسيحشرهم إليه جميعا.
فأما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فيوفيهم أجورهم ويزيدهم من فضله وأما الذين استنكفوا واستكبروا فيعذبهم عذابا أليما ولا يجدون لهم من دون الله وليا ولا نصيرا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.